Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, time to check in with my fantasy football league. There are no teams or leagues in the future, so the fantasy is what dominates my league. In my defensive line, I have an ogre, two Zypons, a winged beast of death, and an army of trolls. My quarterback is a bioengineered stool sample from a hawk. And my wide receivers are so wide that no field could contain them. Right now, I have 0 points, for my imagination limits me from creating a second team. Despair! Religion will become a thing to which people follow blindly and serve without will or really thinking about it. Great. Satire.
High Priest.
Yes?
The sacrifices have been prepared.
Ah, excellent.
Shall I assemble the congregation?
Yes, but before they come in.
Yes.
Do you think what we're doing is right? I mean, of course, me being the high priest, I've been doing this for years, but I'm starting to wonder if people aren't interested in it anymore, you know? Like, is it still cool what we do?
Whoa, high priest, we as the cult come to you for guidance and leadership and faith. I mean, if you start questioning that, then I really have to say everything's going to fall apart in the, amongst the congregation.
I'm not questioning it. I've believed in it for so long, but I've noticed our congregation numbers have been dwindling. We're not getting any new people.
It is true, and perhaps there is a problem with our model. Our sacrifices come from within the cult.
That's why I wonder if we should maybe look elsewhere for our sacrifices.
Oh, well, that would definitely up morale.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Because you join and you know at some point your name's going to get pulled out of the hat.
Yes.
So maybe we don't put names in the hat and go kill strangers?
Okay. This is, you know what? I'm going to float that.
Oh, you run it by the congregation.
Yes, I shall.
Okay,
shall
great.
Do you want me to do that now? Or?
You know what? You go ahead. I'll get the drinks and the paper cups ready for the ceremony.
Do you want to hold off on the sacrifice?
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
And then we can actually go ahead with this plan of pulling in. I mean, I think the group will love it.
Well, I'll say this. I think the names of the people we pull out of the hat, I think they'll be happiest.
Like, oh, yes.
The people that will no longer be sacrificed, I mean.
Oh, yes. They're, you know, I could untie them. They'll probably, the looks on their faces.
Oh, you know what? What a neat idea. You untie them, it'll be like a Christmas for them.
Yes.
What a treat. And then they can go find people to take their places. That's how we use the hat still, and we're still pulling names out of the hat. We pull those names and they have to go find people to sacrifice. Oh, Kevin, what a great idea.
It feels like we're rebooting the cult.
We're still drawing names out of the hat and people are still being sacrificed. We're doing it in a cool, modern way.
Okay, so we're not actually changing the constitution of our cult. We're just reinterpreting it.
Reinterpreting for the new modern era and trying to get new people to join.
It's a rebrand. I love it.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll go and tie them then.
Awesome, Kev. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Attention, tributes. Wake up.
Was I drooling?
Yes.
Was I drooling? My shoulder.
You are all drooling, sorry, for you have been handed hallucinogenic drugs handle your sacrifice to the Star God easily.
Why can't we just remain loyal members of the cult?
Yeah, like I already renounced my wife and my two kids, and I said I'm going to be part of this cult, and I'm going to see it to the end.
Yeah, so but I wanted to be part of it, to just be part of something, and now I'm not going to be part. What about you?
Oh, I love the cult. I love the cult.
How did you get to be like the right hand of the high priest? Because I was thinking this is some kind of upwardly mobile thing here where I could like, you know, make the accumulate credits or something like that and eventually move up.
Well, there is upward mobility. And if you ever want to sit down and have some nectar and talk about it, I'd be happy to share my insights.
I'd love nectar.
It's definitely a meritocracy.
Question. Yes. Will that nectar have hallucinogens in it?
Yes. As you know, everything we eat and drink has hallucinogens in it.
Oh, man. You know what? It troubles me about the hallucinogens. There's a couple of things, right? One is the diarrhea.
Yes.
The diarrhea is, it's hard to call, especially, you know what, when we're tied up here.
Yeah, there's no what, nothing. It just goes to one place.
Seriously. I mean, sure, there's like a trough around the room, mm-hmm. right? But yes. We're lying here, right? And I know you've raked the floor ever so gently so it actually flows to the trough, right? So we're like in a high point in the middle and then it flows down. But you know, it's just not nice.
Well, okay, not to be blunt, but up until now, you have been designated for death, okay? So that's...
Everyone else's
diarrhea...
You and me and this third guy have all been picked for death.
Wanna die! I will live again!
Now, are you sure about that?
I am ready to serve my cult, yo!
Why are you waking us up?
With some good news.
We could use
good news, yeah, I like
we could
that.
Use
or
it.
Two
yeah.
of you, and bad news for you, sir. I have some great news.
Okay, good. I'm ready. I'm all ears.
There's been a rebrand.
Yeah?
No more sacrifices from within the cult.
Oh, what That's, a day.
You are getting untied.
I feel like I won the lottery.
Yes, oh you are going God. To live.
This is
you
the
are
best.
Going
to live.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Hey, this is good. This is good for you. Come on.
You're not going to die.
Tony, come
really
on.
Sorry. This is just, I don't know. It's just going to take some, you know, some adjustment. I was readying myself psychologically. I was eating hallucinogens like a madman, just ready to be ingested to the Star God.
Yeah, well, things change, right? It's a new world.
That's exactly right. Things change and you have to get in with the new way we do things in this cult. And you know what, Terry?
Yeah?
I think you're going to be great, because I have a new job for all of you.
I'm willing.
Yeah,
I'm still willing to serve the cult.
Your new job
is
not to die,
okay,
but to find three rubes somewhere out there who we can tie up and sacrifice to the Star God.
Oh, I like this. Then our numbers won't dwindle.
Exactly.
Yeah. So at the very least, we'll stabilize as Terry.
And we can only grow.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. but we're, so okay, let me, so this is a little bit of a pyramid scheme, am I right? So I'm going to go out, me, right?
You're going to find one person, we each find one person to replace us.
Okay, so me, Sal, right? I'm going to go out and I'm going to find one other person who will become a sacrifice?
That's exactly right.
So I would walk up to somebody and go, hello, my name is Peter, I would like you to come with me and be a sacrifice, or do I trick them, or like what's the
deal? What do? We feed them hallucinogenics?
Do you have any?
Guys... And I am just making this up as I go along, but I'm going to say, it is up to you how you...
Oh, I like this.
Autonomy.
It's a creative challenge.
I see.
It's up to you. It's about problem solving and, more importantly, retrieving tributes to the Star God.
Terry, you seem deep in thought about this. You were so ready to be sacrificed, and now you have to find someone to take
your
place.
Melancholy, buddy.
Are you okay?
You all right?
Terry's just processing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
It's a big change, man. It's going to take a while. It's
different.
You know,
But you still get to be part of the cult?
Yeah, yeah.
I joined this cult to be a team player, and that's what I'm going to be. Yeah. I am going to find a guy, and I'm going to find the hell out of a guy. Or a girl.
Yeah.
Or are animals cool?
What do you think? We can make that decision. Right, you talked about autonomy, right? You talked about a creative challenge.
But it was going to be people. It was going to be people, so I think it's people.
Guys, you can't just go adopt three dogs and bring them back here, okay? It's got to be a worthy tribute, okay?
All right. I'm going
to
go.
Look, the animal, if you're going to do it, the animal has to be sentient. It must at least say its own name and what it wants.
I'm not even going to play with it. I'm just going to go find a person.
The parrots? Okay, let me just see here, because I want to be 100% clear, right? Are parrots cool? Like, as a parrot could say its own name.
I would say, just in general, parrots can say stuff, but parrots aren't cool. Like, they're just annoying.
No, I'm saying, is it cool to use one as a sacrifice?
Oh, I see. The parrot can communicate.
They're not cool.
If the parrot can communicate its ideas to you.
Okay.
All right.
Complex ideas.
It must be sentient. It must be self-determining.
Okay, well, let us, amongst ourselves now, because this is going to be going forward, this is going to be a huge issue. Let us come first, right? I know. Let us come up with a simple question that we can ask our prospective subject to determine its sentience. Then there's no gray areas.
How's this? What's your name?
What's your name isn't bad, but an animal could be conditioned to respond in any kind of sound to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little ground rule down here, okay?
Okay, all right.
Whatever you choose to sacrifice, okay?
Yeah.
Be it human or animal,
yeah,
must be able to say,
uh-huh,
I don't want to die.
Ah. It must have value, like it. Value its own life.
I like it. Terry, you on board?
Yeah.
I'm on board, guys! Okay. Let's do it!
All right, hands in. Let's go find some sacrifices on three. One, two, three.
Star-Cult!
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Would you like to come with me and have a drink?
I'm afraid I can't. I'm on the clock here. Can I help you get a coffee or a latte anything?
Yeah, you know what? And I'll buy you a coffee as well.
Sure. Well, again, can't take it on company time, but...
We can take a break. We can get to know each other.
Okay. Well, my break is in 15 minutes.
I can wait 15 minutes.
All right. Well, you are strikingly charismatic.
Well.
Okay. All right. Can I get you something now?
Can I get a coffee for me and one of whatever you'd like?
Okay, and can I get your name?
It is Peter.
Peter, okay.
And your name?
It's Hershon.
Oh, Hershon. Let me ask you something.
Yeah?
If you had a choice to die or not die, what would you pick?
I don't want to die! Oh!
Wow, I was watching from outside, man. That was really good, Peter.
Real slick, only took me 16 minutes.
That was amazing, man.
Wow.
And now I've got a guy who said he didn't want to die, and he's my replacement. Just put him in the sack. I'll see you guys back at the cult.
So you're on the leaderboard. He's number one on the leaderboard. He's got a sacrifice.
I wanted to be number one, and I did it.
All right. And plus, he gets bonus points for that, too, right? He gets like 50 bonus points for being the first. All right,
my turn. Are we making up our own rules now?
Well, yes, of course we are. Remember autonomy, right? A creative challenge?
All right, you're right. It's just like this cult is growing and adapting so fast.
I'm just making a little bit of friendly competition to keep us focused.
All right, okay.
Oh, here's a guy coming down the street. Let me talk to this one. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
My name is Sal.
Oh, hello.
How do you feel about living?
Oh, I love it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, excuse me, sir.
Yes?
My name is Sal. You may remember me from literally 10 seconds ago. I have a question for you.
All right.
Would you like to not live?
No, I like living.
This is hard.
Why don't you threaten him?
Okay, all right. Excuse me, sir.
I'm just about out of earshot, yes?
Remember me?
Sal?
That's right.
I did it.
Third time lucky. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, no thanks.
Son of a... this guy is a tough nut.
Obviously, this guy is sentient. He can communicate his ideas. Do we have to get him to say, I don't want to die?
That's what he set up. That's what Kevin set up, man.
Let me try. Hey, buddy, do you like role-playing games?
What?
Role-playing games.
Oh, like the Pathfinder or the Dungeons and the Dragons?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, okay. Hey, you care for some 20-sided dice?
Oh, no, thank you. I have my own.
Excuse me, sir.
All right, look, I'm very busy whistling.
True or false?
True?
Oh, damn.
All right, let that guy go.
All right.
Let that guy go.
So, you know what? I feel demoralized now that I can't get a guy when it was so easy for Peter.
Let's check out the petting zoo.
Son of a... Yeah.
Oh, you like that, goat? Oh, yeah. Have some more snacks there, goat. Oh, yeah. You're a good live goat. Yes, you are. Oh, yeah, you gonna say something there, goat?
I love you!
Oh, that goat, he said he loved me, or at least it sounded like it. Who's to say what a goat can say?
I love you!
Oh, goat. Oh, that's so cute, the way that goat moans like that.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I couldn't help but oversee and overlook and overwatch you petting that goat with such fervor.
Yeah, it's a goat. He said he loved me, this goat.
He did?
Yeah, he did. I fed it some caramel corn here, and it said he loved me.
I have a question, sir. Have you hand-raised this goat from a small goat, a kid?
Yes, I have, a very small goat, and now it's here, and it says it loves me.
So you have you augmented this goat's vocal cords in any way,
sir? No, not at all. No. I mean, I've taught it math and how to read, but this is the first it's ever spoken.
Well, sir, I have a chalkboard here with a phrase that I'm writing on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you get your goat to say this phrase, sir?
I don't want to blee.
Sorry, my handwriting is,
it's a chalkboard.
Half an hour ago, I was bound hand and foot in my own diarrhea.
I didn't ask for your life story.
You understand.
Yeah.
There we go. Can you read? Can you get the goat to read that, sir?
Goat, can you read this chalkboard?
Here you go, Goaty.
I don't want to kill this man! Kill him! He's a threat to the goat! Enemy of the goat!
Looks like if you don't leave this goat alone, I'm going to have to kill you.
Okay, all right. I'm out of here.
We are going about this the wrong way.
Oh, Terry, I don't know about this, man.
Listen, I think what we really need to do is just capture that goat and talk to it.
Get it away from that guy?
Yeah, that guy's trouble.
I think he's an undue influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, fellas, I took my bag back to the old cult.
You did.
Are you guys still looking for... You gotta find two more guys to take your place.
Why are you riding us, all right? We're doing our best
here.
Trying
to give you positive support.
Well, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like you're lording it over us
got anybody. Why are you at a petting zoo? There's a guy right here with a goat. You could just ask him.
Isn't that the guy we were talking to?
Yeah. Yeah, we overheard and oversaw and overlooked that his goat could talk, and we tried to get it to say a phrase, the key phrase.
Why wouldn't you get him to say it instead of focusing on the goat? Guys, you're complicating this unnecessarily.
You know what? Screw this. I'm building a robot.
You what?
Yeah, I'm going to build a robot. I'm going to give it the tests.
Oh, the Turing test.
I'm going to give it the Turing test.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that robot is sentient, I'm going to sacrifice it to the Star God.
That's actually not a bad plan, if you can manage to do it before midnight tonight.
Oh, right. The plans are in alignment. You know, I completely forgot that the plans were in alignment
tonight.
Whatever
your plans are, guys, you got to hurry.
Oh,
well, I'm going to get a coffee.
All right, you focus on that goat.
Hold on, Terry. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you say you made a robot and it'll be me? Because I'll say I don't want to die, and I can be the sacrifice. Maybe we solve everybody's problems, right?
We don't solve your problem. You still die. And our cult goes down by a membership of one.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I hadn't thought it out all the way. All right,
look.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that goat in a bag. All right?
Like a plastic bag?
Yeah, well, no, with holes in it.
Oh, okay.
The goat can't die.
No, true. It's got to be ready for the altar, right?
And we're going to sit down, and we're going to have a coffee with that goat. We're going to talk to it.
So talk sense to the goat.
Yeah.
Rationalize with it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ex-nay and get rid of the goat's master.
All right.
Or companion.
Okay.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
No, I don't want him to.
You killed him. We could have gotten this guy all along. Oh, man.
All right, put the goat in the bag.
All right, come here, goat.
You're back!
Big!
Good, good. All right. Whoa, look at a kick.
Oh, yeah.
Cloven hoof. This is shit.
Let's just take it to the other side of the zoo, all right?
All right.
We're going to sit it down. We're tie it up by its neck.
All right, all right.
All right, fellas, what's going on over here?
Oh, zookeeper.
That's right, Zookeeper O'Malley.
We're just having a quick, friendly discussion.
Where somebody's killed the Goatmaster.
Are you sure?
I'm positive he's got a slit throat and you've still got a knife in your hand. And it's bloody.
Yeah, well, you know what? That guy probably wanted to die.
He did not. He always said how he didn't want to
die. Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He used to say, "Hi, my name's the Goatmaster, and I don't want to die."
Ah, let's get this guy!
No, not in the bag!
Don't...
Bring forward the sacrifices.
High Priest, here are your sacrifices. One is a barista from the local Buckstar.
And that's mine. I brought him.
One is Zookeeper O'Malley from the local petting zoo. And one is a goat that can think and speak for itself.
I brought that one.
We know that is a bit of a stretch, but we think you're going to be okay with this.
Goat, do you want to die?
Yes!
Shoot, now we're in a bit of a quandary.
Yeah. I want to die!
I've got this.
What?
So you're willing to be sacrificed?
I have lost the will to live. My master has been murdered and I loved him. Kill me!
All right, well, he's willing.
Kill me!
But doesn't it... Hold on
a
second.
What?
Isn't it this... Doesn't the Star God want... a sacrifice, you know, to respect and want its life to persist? That's what makes the sacrifice all the more tasty to the Star God? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, boy, now we're really getting into it, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, let's unpack this thing a little bit. Like, what is it? Okay,
it's 2 minutes to midnight. We have to get this done.
Wait!
Yes, goat?
I want something more!
Something more? What?
Vengeance!
No!
Oh,
no!
No!
Cloven hooves!
Colt! After the goat!
Sir, gentlemen, the goat has injured me gravely.
You're bleeding out, sir.
The high priest is no more. I don't want to die.
Look at the sky!
What?
Planets are aligning. Oh. The moon has turned blood red. Quick, let's get him on the altar.
What?
Look at the goat. He's taking the knife.
No. Die, high priest.
I don't want to.
And you, barista.
Yeah? You're going to let me...
I'm so sorry.
Whatever. Now you can let me go, right? Goat, we're pals.
I hate you, zookeeper.
I don't want to...
Three to the stars.
All hail our new high priest.
The goat.
Talking goat.
Talking goat, do you have a name?
My name is Polly.
Polly.
All hail Polly the goat.
All hail Polly the goat. All hail Polly the goat.
Okay.
Okay. Something's happening.
Has our sacrifice finally yielded fruit?
The Star God, he's coming. He's manifesting himself.
An astral shapely form!
Look at him, shimmering into existence! Points of light taking form!
High priest, greet him!
Goat!
Yes, that high priest. New high priest, greet him!
Star God! I am here, and I see my goat brother has welcomed me.
You are a goat of the stars.
I am Sagittarius.
And I am Polly, a goat.
We've done it. Humanity will fall beneath the hooves of the goat.
Oh, mwah.
Kind of feeling like a third wheel here.
Maybe it's time for a
us to just step away from this?
Yeah, just let's back up. What if we just like walk slowly backwards? What if we just
walked away from this? Because clearly they're into having goats involved, and we're not goats.
No, no, I'm not goatist. No. I mean, don't ever label me goatist, right? Because I'm not. I think equal for everybody.
I don't know. I feel like I really made some missteps when I told you guys animals, because I feel like my upward mobility, I don't know. I don't think I'm a right hand.
This guy, no, I kind of feel like you pushed us in this direction.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. That's not all on me, okay? We were blue skying.
I know. You said creativity.
Running some things up the flag.
We said ambiguity.
Terry's still on board with this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, then you can stick around.
Okay.
So, all right.
All right. Let's.
Can I get a coffee?
Yeah.
We'll let the goats do their thing.
Yeah.
We go to Buckstar's?
We're not involved. Yeah, let's go to Buckstar.
Heads up. Hoofs!
No! Oh!
Three to a Given Star. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as right-hand man Kevin. Tribute Terry. Hershon the Barista, and Polly the Goat. Lee Smart as Tribute Sal. And Nug Nargang as The High Priest, Tribute Peter, Whistling Man, the Petting Zoo Goatmaster, Zookeeper O'Malley, and the Goat God Sagittarius. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.